incredible. And it doesn't make a difference what we think about him or believe about him. The issue has never been about whether God's incredible or can do anything. It's whether or not we're willing to be obedient to God. Now, a couple of things that I think we have to keep in mind is, you know, God, he's in the business of ministering to our lives. That's what he wants to do. And he wants to touch our lives. He wants to make a difference in our life. He wants the best for us. That's why he puts it in the Word. It's the Bible's full of things that talk about how incredible God is, how amazing he is, how awesome he is. But it's up to me to want that in my life. If you want it down, it'll be down. But if you want it up, it can be up. That's up to you. The Scriptures declare this. Here's the thing about what God wants us to understand about who he is. He supplied grace to us. And we're dealing with the grace effect and what has happened in our lives. If God supplied the grace, that means there's nothing we could have done to get it. Absolutely nothing. It's all him. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It's not of works. It's nothing that we've done that we can boast in and say, well, I did this. I started going to church. And now things have turned around. It's not what we do that turns us around. It's what he does. Now, where do I come in? What do I do? For by grace are you saved through faith. You had to trust that God's supply was available, so you received it. But then we have to obey. How many want to obey him? How many know that obedience is better than sacrifice? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So, a lot of times we feel like, well, if I just do more for God, then surely I'll have a better relationship with him. He's not interested in if we do more to build a relationship, but just obey him. Doing more is just going to become a natural thing. That's going to be a natural cause of my obedience. Once I'm obeying God, that's what I'm going to want to do. But if we think we're doing it and somehow that's obedience, then we've missed it. We've missed it, and we don't want to do that. And we got to remember, sometimes reason is of struggles in our lives. And the reason we wonder about where God is sometimes. Anybody ever feel that away, that God was a million miles away, and you pray, but you seem like you can't get through? You got to remember this. You can't get wrapped up in emotions, because it's not, God's not, he's not, he don't want you to get wrapped up in emotions. What you got to get wrapped up in is what God said. He didn't say the just shall live by emotions. He said the just shall live by faith. You got to trust what God said and believe it in your heart with everything that's in you. Now that means if you don't feel anything, he's still God. How many understand that? Don't make a difference if you feel anything. You say, well, I don't feel better. That doesn't change the fact that he's still God. We didn't feel like anything happened in my life. It doesn't change the fact that he's still God. So remember that. How do you know it's going to happen? Is it a feeling that comes on you, something? You may very well feel something, but that's not the indicator. The indicator is that you received it by faith. Remember that. So that's important. So that's what we've been dealing with in this lesson. And so I want you to keep these things in mind, because they're very important to us, and it's what's going to help us receive the strength that we need to continue to do what God wants us to do. So I've been talking about a couple of things, and I dealt with, first of all, obedience is our purpose. I dealt with that. We looked at that. And then I looked at obedience, we started looking at. We hadn't finished it. Hopefully today we'll finish. Obedience is the evidence of our faith. And so that's something that I think is important. So obedience is our purpose. That was the first thing we talked about. Then the second thing was obedience is the evidence of our faith. And I was in the process of finishing that last Sunday, and I stopped. We just run out of time. And so I'm going to finish that second one and go on to the third one, and we'll continue to deal with it. So where I stopped was right here. It is not possible to have faith at the same time not strive to be obedient to God's word. And this is something that I think that we think maybe there I can do it how I want. Listen, it's not possible to have faith and at the same time not strive to be obedient to God's word, because that's a natural effect of having faith. That's what you're going to want to do. If when you put your faith in God, you're going to strive, because the moment you do that, God is so amazing. And what he does, he will pull out in your life some amazing things that will get you to recognize who he is. And that's how we grow in God. We start learning about the goodness of God, how great God is. We sing that song, "How Great Thou Art, How Great Thou Art." Then sing, "My soul, my Savior God." See, we lifting up. When you start singing that song, it does something. It causes emotion. How great thou art. It's just something about it. You ought to try that. You get in your car on your way home, or you get up in the morning and you're getting ready and start singing that song by yourself with no band. What happens? Some emotions come. Why is that? Is what you want? Is that an indicator when the emotion comes that God is great? No. The emotion that you have is a result of your faith in God and your obedience to his word. You're singing it, and it's going to do something for you. But here's where folks kind of miss it, is when they think the emotion is what is the indicator of their closeness to God. And it's not. What do you do every day? Are you obeying his word? I saw folks just, you know, have emotion in God, but they don't obey God's word. And the thing is this, if you want to be established in your faith, if you want to grow in God, you got to be obedient to his word. So remember that. And that's what some of the things that we were looking at. And so keep that in mind as we go through this lesson, okay? Let's see if I can. I don't know if I'll be able to cover all of these. I have several of them that where we stopped. We'll do James chapter 2, verse 17, and we'll cover some of this. Because I want to get to number 3, if at all possible, and get some of that done today. In the book of James chapter 2, verse 17, and then we're going to look at verse 26, it says, "Even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone." So faith without works is what? Why? Because it's alone. There's nothing that shows or proves that you have it. So you can say, "Oh, I have faith." But then if you have faith, where's your works? Where's the works? Remember that. And so that's important. So verse 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So can you have faith and it be dead? Absolutely. You can have faith, but it'd be absolutely dead. Because listen, it may be something that you feel is real, but nobody else would know it. Listen, you have to ask yourself, does my neighbors know that I'm a Christian? Folks that hang out with me, can they tell? Am I doing something that really reflects the God that I declare to be the one whom I love and I care about? That's the works he's talking about. What is the works? It's being obedient.